A songwriter and poet. Tonight she's going to read to us. Please welcome Betsy Binstock.
How am I doing? Wounds. I clung to the doll with its china head and painted cheeks, white ruffled pantaloons puffed out beneath its skirt, and one arm twisted off. My grandma bent down from way up high and cradled the broken body in her veined white hands. She spoke of a special hospital for dolls, and I clutched her hand. 20 miles we drove to stand and wait on dusty boards as the doll man gathered up his heavy elastic and bound the arm deep into its shoulder cap. Only after she died did I learn of the little bag she wore, plugged into the hole in her side beneath her blouse. A fastidious woman, she started her day with English-scented soap. Her breakfast was served in bed, a soft-boiled egg in a green china cup, while a miniature sack filled up with her daily residue. And in a separate room, her husband slept alone.
Thank you, Betsy. One more hand for Betsy Binstock. And now I'd like to welcome Steve Beckwith, who's a luthier, a wonderful guitarist, also part of a duo called Hooper and Beckwith, who play around in the area very successfully. They play here sometimes, too, on Friday nights. Please welcome Steve Beckwith.
He's coming. He's in the parking lot. He's in the parking lot. He's coming. No problem.